wrangling, because we all know Wyatt. Sometimes we need a little bit of Wyatt wrangling.
I don't mean to scare you, so we're going to do it quietly. I'm going to count to three, and will everybody say we love you, Wyatt? One, two, three.
We love you, Wyatt!
There we go.
The greatest resource that we can draw from, obviously, is God. Children are the greatest resource that we can pour into. The primary purpose of parenting is discipleship. Psalm 127, verses 1 through 5. Unless the Lord builds a house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman keeps awake in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to retire late, to eat the bread of painful labors. He gives his beloved that which is necessary for them, even in their sleep. It's all about being completely surrendered and dependent upon God, isn't it? Behold, children are a gift from the Lord. You know what? You're a gift. You're a gift to us, and you are meant to be a gift to the world. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. So you're kind of like an arrow that we're going to shoot out into the world, and wherever it plants, then you're going to be able to share Jesus in that area. How blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be ashamed when they speak with their enemies in the gate. So what I want to focus on from that is this: to build, develop, and attempt to protect our lives and our family apart from God's provision and empowerment is a vain and fruitless exercise. Psalm 127, verse 3 tells us that children are a gift or a heritage from the Lord, meaning they belong to God. He has a destiny and a purpose for each of them. Therefore, the privilege of parenting does not just rest in having children. The true privilege comes from being entrusted with the...
I thought I had my mic on.
I do have my mic on. Fine, I'll use this one then, turn that one off. The privilege of parenting rests not just in having children. The true privilege comes from being entrusted with the faithful stewardship of the gifts of God, who will one day act as his agents both now and through eternity. Wyatt Charles McClanahan. Before I talk about what your name means, I'm going to share this, and Deanna doesn't know I'm sharing it, so somebody might need some tissue. Just want you to know that. They've got it over there. Somebody will bring it up. This was something that she posted, and since it was posted publicly, I know that I have permission to share it. She says, the other day, I'm trying to get dinner ready, and little man has been in full Wyatt mode. I just want to interject that there was a while that we were calling him Riot. Because it rhymed with Wyatt, we've decided to now call him Quiet. Thought that was a better idea, maybe. Okay. So he was in full Wyatt mode this afternoon. Those of you who know him know what I mean by that. And he, that's right, quiet boy. And he has been underfoot the whole time. I finally told him to stay in the living room so I can get dinner ready. So you're gonna have to excuse Wyatt's theology a little bit. It's okay, he's young. He doesn't have it all figured out yet. So, but this is Deanna listening to him. Hearing him put his slippers back on to come into the kitchen. Baby, you need to stay in there. What do you want? Little man still putting his slippers on. I just want to tell you thank you. And then Deanna says, for what? He says, thank you for adopting me. That was the greatest. Arms stretched out and hugged me. That's why everybody loves you. Me fighting back tears. Thank you, baby. I love you. Who is everybody? Little man. God is everybody. And God is Jesus. That's how everybody loves you. Me not even trying to fight back tears. Gotta love this little one. Despite his struggles in utero, his first 3 months in NICU, his developmental struggles, and his ongoing health issues, he demonstrates the perfect example of Christ better than I can ever hope to. Hey, Wyatt, you know what your name means?
Mm-mm.
It means strength in battle.
Quiet boy
who has strength in battle. That's right. It's like Jesus. He was meek, but he wasn't weak. He was quiet, but he was strong in battle. Also means brave in war. And this is interesting. His middle name, Charles, the French derivation of it means free man. Isn't that awesome? And then the German derivation of it means army warrior, which pretty much complements what we just said. So you are a mighty, brave soldier in God's army, and you are free.
No.
Well, you don't understand that now, but you will appreciate it someday. That's okay.
No.
And this is what I believe, that as Wyatt develops, he won't shrink back in difficulty. He will be a man who confronts his fears, that he will take hold of his freedom, and then he will help others to take hold of their freedom also. One of the verses I'm going to share, and before I do that, if you've got your Bible with you, then open it up. And let me remind everybody, although that we put scripture passages up on the wall, it's a good idea to bring your Bible every week because you can circle and underline and put things in your margins and all that kind of stuff. Plus, you can read along the passages, not just up there, but down here too at the same time. This is just a passage that I wanted to share that we prayed this morning. 2 Samuel 22:29. And Wyatt, I pray that this will be one of those passages that will encourage you, that you at times will say, Lord, you are my lamp. The Lord lights up my darkness. In your strength I can crush an army, and with my God I can scale any wall. And this is the passage that I want you guys to open up to, Psalm 15. This passage is talking about intimacy with God. Starting in verse 1, it says, who may worship in your sanctuary, Lord? Who may enter your presence on your holy hill? Those who lead blameless lives and do what is right. Our righteousness is in Jesus Christ, so now we can own this truth. Speaking the truth from sincere hearts, those who refuse to gossip or harm their neighbors, or speak evil of their friends, those who despise flagrant sinners and honor the faithful followers of the Lord. And this is where I want you to put down his name, Wyatt Charles McClanahan. And I will spell that for you, and if I get it wrong, Deanna's right here. So, Wyatt, W-Y-A-T-T.
Yes.
Charles, I hope I know that one because we have a Charles up here who was in my youth group years ago. C-H-A-R-L-E-S.
Charlie.
McClanahan, M-C, big M, little C, big C, L-A-N-A-H-A-N.
Correct.
Woohoo! All right. So you can put that, Psalm 15, right next to verse 4. Those who despise flagrant sinners and honor the faithful followers of the Lord, and this one right here, I believe, that Wyatt will exemplify in his life and keep their promises even when it hurts. Those who lend money without charging interest and who cannot be bribed to lie about the innocent, such people will stand firm forever. So this is my address to you, Deanna. You've brought Wyatt before your family and your church family to dedicate him to the Lord. So I have some questions I'm going to ask you, and I'm pretty much assuming that you will say, I will. If you're not going to say that, then we need to sit down and talk after this, okay? Will you accept your God-given responsibility to raise Wyatt in a Christ-centered home?
Yes.
I'll answer your question in a little while, sir. Will you teach and discipline him in your home so that you are not solely dependent upon the church to impart biblical knowledge and spiritual values to Wyatt.
Yes.
Will you not assume that your career or peer approval are the highest goals in life, but rather what will advance the cause of Christ? Will you not make your life's choices based on secular trends or material gain, but rather will you make your life's choices based on what will benefit and strengthen the faith of your family?
Yes.
And Deanna, as his adopted mother, will you give him the time and attention and affection that will exemplify the nature of his Father in heaven?
Yes.
Awesome. And so, as you family members are up here, then I'm going to ask you some questions. In the grace and love of Jesus Christ, are you willing to support Deanna in this most important endeavor?
Yes.
Will you hold her accountable and be willing to come alongside her and speak the truth in love if she drifts off course?
Yes.
And are you willing to pledge your time, your talents, and if necessary, even your treasure to help her be successful in this endeavor? All right, church family, now you got to get up.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you all the same questions. Hello? I got to go back over here. It's on here, but... Oh. What are you going to do? All right, family in Christ, in the grace and love of Jesus Christ, are you willing to support Deanna in this most important endeavor?
Yes.
Will you hold her accountable and be willing to come alongside her and speak the truth in love if she begins to drift off course?
Yes.
And are you willing to pledge your time, talent, and if necessary, even your treasure to help her be successful in this endeavor?
Yes.
Wow, that was even as loud as the other one. That's good. I am going to ask Dave, and I'm going to ask Scott, and I'm going to ask Ron Rose to come on up here. We're going to lay hands on Wyatt. Y'all can put your hands up as though you're laying hands on him, identifying with him. I'm going to ask Scott to pray for Wyatt and his family.
Father, we come to you this morning because we know that you hear our voice when we call. And we thank you, Father, for saving Wyatt, for redeeming Wyatt, for creating in him the new creature, the creation that you intended him to be. Father, we thank you that you have promised to give him everything that he needs to grow up and be the man of God that you want him to be. Father, we thank you for loving Wyatt and caring for Wyatt and making provision for Wyatt, even when it didn't look too good. Lord, you rescued him,
yes. And
you are rescuing him, and you will rescue him, and you will set his feet on a broad plain, and you will bless him, and you will be with him, and you will cause him to be the blessing that you've called him to be. So, Father, we agree that you will minister to Wyatt and to Deanna and to the family that surrounds him, that they will be diligent and they will have supernatural ability, insight, whatever resource is needed to help Wyatt grow and become the man that you've called him to be. Father, we thank you for that. We put our trust in you. We know that that's what you want more than we do even. So we just agree with you, Father. And we thank you that he is in your hands. And no better place to be. We thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen. All right, you all may be dismissed. All right. First.